You're listening to SBS News.
A fourth day of the Australian Open saw singles players fight for their spot in the Grand Slam's third round, while first round doubles matches continued. A light shower on Thursday afternoon stopped play across Melbourne Park, but fortunately matches were able to resume after a short delay. In the women's singles, the Czech Republic's Karolina Plíšková fought hard in her second round match to defeat the United States' Madison Brengel. Brengel took the first set 6-4, but the world number 7 came back to win the next two sets 6-1, 6-0. Plíšková told the Nine Network she had to refocus to get back into the match.
This match had a little bit of everything, some breaks, I think some good tennis, some bad mistakes from me too. I think the first set was not very good from my side, but she played some good points and she was very solid. She's defending so well from the baseline, so it was sometimes pretty tough to close my balls, but I'm happy that I did it in the end.
Japan's Naomi Osaka proved too strong for Slovenia's Tamara Zidancic in their second round match. Osaka took the match in just over an hour, 6-2, 6-4. World number one Romania's Simona Halep was pushed by the United States' Sofia Kenin in her second round match. Halep took the first set 6-3 before Kenin fought back, taking the second 7-6. The world number one was able to recover, taking the final set 6-4. Halep told the Nine Network she hopes to play better in the next round.
Well, I have no idea how I won this tonight. It's so tough to explain what happened on court, but it was a very tough one. She's an amazing player, and it was really difficult to stay there for every ball, to run so much. I got a little bit injured in the second set, but I just fought because I wanted to win and to come back here to play in front of you.
Both Williams sisters are through to the third round. Venus beat France's Elisa Cornet 6-3, 4-6, 6-0, while sister Serena was too strong for Canada's Eugenie Buchet, taking the match 6-2, 6-2. In the men's singles, Canada's Denis Shapovalov proved too good for Japan's Taro Daniel in their second round match, the 19-year-old Canadian winning the match 6-3, 7-6, 6-3. Canada's Miloš Raonic is through to the third round of the tournament after he beat Switzerland's Stan Wawrinka in a game that took just over 4 hours. Wawrinka took the first set 7-6, but Raonic came back to take the next three sets 7-6, 7-6, 7-6. Raonic told the Nine Network he's happy with how he held on to the match.
It feels like 4 hours passed by in about 15 minutes. You forget about a lot of it very quickly. It's sort of the heat of the battle, the adrenaline takes over. You try to do everything you can each and every point. I was very fortunate to stay alive in that fourth set. Made the most of it there, you know, four tie breaks. Three of them went my way. You know, it could have gone any other way. And I'm thankful that I was able to play a good match and play good in these moments and enjoy this atmosphere here as well.
It was a great day for young Australian tennis players and wildcard entrants Alex Bolt and Alexei Poprin, who were both successful in their second round matches. Alex Bolt fought hard to beat world number 31, France's Gilles Simon, in a thrilling five-set match, 2-6, 6-4, 4-6, 7-6, 6-4. While Australian Alexei Poprin upset world number 8, Austrian Dominic Thiem. Poprin took the first two sets, 7-5, 6-4, before Thiem retired to the third after the 19-year-old Australian wildcard had won the first two games. He told the Nine Network he's looking forward to the next match.
I really love playing in arenas like this with crowds like this. So, yeah, there are no nerves for me coming into the matches. Yeah, and I'm just really looking forward to giving my best in the next round and seeing who I play.
Novak Djokovic will progress to the third round on Saturday after he defeated France's Joe Wilfried Tsonga. The world number one took the game comfortably in three sets, 6-3, 7-5, 6-4. First round doubles matches continued on Thursday with Australia's James Duckworth and Jordan Thompson playing against British brothers Ken and Neil Skupski. The brothers proved to be too strong for the Australians, taking the match 6-3, 6-4. While in the women's doubles, Australia's Zoe Hives and Alison Bai came up against Thailand's Luksika Kumkum and Russian Evgenia Radina. The Australian pair lost the first set 6-2 but came back to take the final two sets in the match 6-3, 6-4. Third round matches commence today with Australia's Ash Barty, Alex de Minaur and Kimberly Birrell all playing for a spot in the fourth round. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.